you know, it's, I think it's going to work out great for this defense, and we're going to be confident when we step on the field. We're going to know what we're doing, and we're going to play fast, and that's bottom line how you want to play. And I think this year we should make some major strides and be the team that we should have been last year.
Welcome back, Dog Pound. We've covered the Browns documenting their offseason workouts, but Terrence West has been working out with an obvious goal in mind. It's every running back's goal to get that 1,000-yard season, and the Browns have a great history in the running back position. This year marks, and I can't believe it, the 30th anniversary for the historic 2,000-yard season shared by Browns alums Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner. Can we see T. West and the Crow fly this year to that same milestone this season? It's tough.
It is tough, but they did something that hadn't been done since the 60s when there were two rookie running backs both running for over 600 yards. They did that last year. Now you want to ratchet up, get to 1,000 yards. If you look back, when Alex Mack was in the lineup, the Browns rushed for over 100 yards in four of those first five games. If they can get to 2,000, maybe they can each pick up 1,000. They're very competitive. Running backs coach Wilbert Montgomery is thrilled to see these guys come battle out. They both want to be the man, but I think if this is a team that's going to play great D and run the football, there's room for both of them to get a lot of carries. I like the difference in their styles. T. West, a little bit shiftier, does a little more dancing. And Crow, he gets north-south in a hurry, and he can break off some big runs.
It's a great goal, because if you can get two backs to 1,000 yards, that normally means postseason. It's got to mean postseason.
It means you're winning. Yes. It means you're winning, and that's what the Browns certainly want to be doing.
Finally, it's time for our weekly predictions, where we tell you what we are convinced is going to happen next week. Nathan, you're first.
Well, last week I said that The Miz was going to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania, and he would have. He would have brought that back to Cleveland, but his personal assistant, Damian Mizdow, turned on him. The audacity of that man. But this week what I'm going to tell you is the Browns are going to stop the run in 2015. You hear me? We're going to stop the run.
All right, here is my prediction for this week. Opening day, everyone's going to be downtown. It's Cleveland's national holiday, the Tribe home opener. It's going to rain in the morning. It's going to be raw and cold throughout the day, but I will predict an Indians victory for everybody at that sellout crowd on Friday.
All right, I like the Indians victory, but you said the weather was turning last week and we didn't have to deal with this anymore.
I am no Mark Johnson.
And do you want to be a weatherman, though?
No, I have no. Yeah,
that's
because
two
you can
weather
be wrong.
Predictions back to back.
You could be wrong half the time and people will still trust you the next day. Did
true.
I say that?
Yes. No, you didn't. I didn't hear it.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Are these things on?
All right, Dog Pound, thanks for joining us this week. Make sure you tune in to Nathan on Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 and then me right here 6 and 11 throughout the week on News Channel 5 and on 92.3 The Fan from 10 to 2 with my good friend Jeff Phelps. Have a great week. Take us home.
That's right. Happy holidays. And folks in Cleveland, remember, we bark together on the Dog Pound Report.